This is Jasmia Horn inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
2, 3, 4. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week, we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legend.
He's as sweet as candy. Oh, golly. Smiles at me. Making me weak in my knees. Oh, golly. Should I submit to his plea?
We open with the music of our guest, singer, composer, arranger, Jasmia Horn. We met at the Newport Jazz Festival. We talk about her CD, Dear Love, and her work writing and arranging the music for her big band, Noble Force. You're listening now to He Could Be Perfect. Enjoy.
And he treats me like a queen of a talks to me, makes me forget.
I got to watch your show and got some great photos.
Awesome.
And what have you. And thank you so much for taking the time to spend with us in the jazz room.
Yes, ma'am.
Sitting here at Newport Jazz Festival.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks. Now, when did music find you?
I was 3 years old, and I started singing at church with my grandfather's choir, and my mom was singing in the choir. And I wanted to do what she did. Everybody kept saying, you can't sing. You can't sing, girl. And my mom told me, don't listen to them. You just sing from your heart. And I went up there, and they were shocked. And that was the first time I had ever performed or, you know, had that kind of experience. And from then on, I sang in elementary school choirs. My mom played music around the house growing up, you know, like top 40s music and, you know, Betty Wright and Luther Vandross and anybody you can think, Mary J. Blige, Erykah Badu, so many great artists. Stevie Wonder, I remember having all that music playing when we were home, either cleaning up the house or, you know, doing something like that. So it's always been there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. And how did music get involved in your life? If from the time it found you to the time it said, hey, girl, you and I are going to have a journey.
Well, I ended up going to a high school, a performing arts high school. And that's when I really found out that I was actually going to do it forever, like that it was actually going to be my passion. And I think that was the moment when I actually knew for certain that music was going to be in my life forever. Yeah. And I started going to concerts and checking out different. I think one of the first concerts, jazz concerts that I had ever heard was Chick Corea. It was Chick Corea, John McLaughlin, and Brian Blade. They were playing. They were playing in Dallas, Texas. Okay. In 2008 or something, 2007, 2008. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. Concert that I'll never forget.
You're listening now to Nia.
Left an empty embrace. When will she find her place? Purpose, home, and grace. Love for her Nia. Tears stain her face. Love's gone. Left an empty embrace. Find her place, purpose, home, and grace. she looks into the mirror, her reflection she cannot see. Her eyes are blinded by who they say she should be.
The Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with our interview with Jasmia Horn.
Somewhere along the line, Sarah spoke to
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Now tell me, when did she start talking to you?
I was 17. And I heard Shulia Bop, one of her tunes. Because when I went to the Performing Arts High School, one of my teachers gave me a compilation CD. And her voice was the first voice on there. And I was like, who is that lady? She had this great register and range. It's funny because she was like, hello, everyone. I'm Sarah Vaughn, and it's nice to meet you. And as soon as she starts talking, this wonderful sound comes out. And you just like, whoa, you just lose your mind. She blew me away. Mm-hmm. She blew me away. And I started acting like her and singing like her and trying to be like her, and ended up winning the Sarah Vaughn competition trying to be like her. They said, we don't want to hear Sarah anymore. We want to hear you. So I had to learn how to be myself, because she was the first one that I really, you know, everybody has that one. You interpret who you really love, and, you know, you have your first introduction of someone who you feel like can be yourself. All musicians tell me about that. Yeah, she was
and
that
I
for
can
me.
Say the same thing.
Yeah?
Yes.
Who was your protege? Who were your protege?
Well, there were a lot of them, but there was a woman I knew in New York who was my mentor.
Mm.
Her name was Joyce Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
And she was my, oh, she coached me for, what, 15 years or more?
Mm.
She said the same thing. I want to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And you is an interesting person to find, isn't it? Here's Lover Come Back.
The sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine is singing, lover, where can you be? Love came at last, it had its day, that day is past. You've gone away, this aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing we used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walked alone, I walked along with you, no wonder I am lonely. The sky was blue, night was cold, the moon was new, but love was old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Jazz Room, I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue now with our interview with Jasmia Horn.
Is your current CD The Dear Love?
Yes.
Yes. And that's quite a project.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Very ambitious and very cool.
Thank
and
you.
Very. It's good to see women getting up there and doing the whole nine yards.
Thank you very much.
Project. How did it come to you in your head? Yes.
Well, I wanted to kind of put a mark out there. You know, I wanted to do another staple album. My first record was full of standards, and I just wanted to show everybody, hey, I can actually sing these standards. And then my second album, I wrote compositions that kind of sounded like standards, but they were bringing in a little bit of the sound that's out there, contemporary sound that's out there. And then I wanted to even go higher. So now we have these standards, and then we have standards with arrangements, and now we have arrangements and compositions. It just keeps going higher and higher. You know, everyone has to evolve. So I said to the record company, I said, I want to present this big band album because I don't want to be older. I don't want to be in my 40s and 50s before I start singing with big bands and my own compositions. I want to do it now. I was 30 at the time. I'm 31. I said, I want to do it now. They looked at me like I had 10 heads.
That's normal. It's normal for life. We just keep moving.
Keep it going.
We just keep moving.
That's right.
What our passion is.
That's right.
Oh, God, I understand that one. Now, you added spoken word to this. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go into the spoken word.
My grandfather's a pastor. My dad was a minister of music. I feel like there's some kind of ministry within me. It may not be the gospel, but it's my truth, and I want to share it. And I figured the best way to share it is utilizing my platform to be able to do that. So just adding that spoken word is just another element. You know, like a beautiful woman, you see her, and she's gorgeous in her own way. But when she puts that makeup on, it highlights the beauty a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's what my poetry kind of does to the music. It highlights certain beautiful parts about it. Another element.
Okay, now, just specifically, I was thinking about, I was listening to Where is Freedom?
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to Langston Hughes. And Langston Hughes with his poetry, with the jazz accompaniment. And that came to me in my head first.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that is so. So what do you see going forward for you?
One of the things that I'm really enjoying doing right now is education. Mm-hmm. I'm really getting my feet wet, so to speak, teaching at a couple of different universities. I'm at SUNY University. I'm at the New School, which is where I graduated. I'm at Berklee College of Music. And I'm also starting my own program where I teach singers the ins and outs of the business with a book that I wrote called Strive From Within, The Jazz Meal Horn Approach. And I see that kind of thing also happening with even younger children. Like yourself, you said you taught elementary school.
Yes.
I see myself doing that, but in a musical kind of way. So some kind of program for children. I love it. So I'm hoping that one day I can perhaps start my own program, very much like Betty Carter.
Oh, yeah.
She started the Jazz Ahead program and cultivated musicians and helped them go up on their way.
Help them go forward.
I would love to do that.
All right.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You already answered my question. Are you looking forward to doing? You just moved right into it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joan.
So glad that we had time to talk.
Yes, thank you.
And what have you. So thank you for joining me in the Jazz Room.
I love
Jazz
it.
Mia Horn.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Peace and love to you all.
You're listening now to Where's Freedom? Learn more about Jazz Mia at www.artistryofjazzhorn.com.
Pass the mic and let me get down tonight. Hey, you gonna need some ice to cool. So be free. Be yourself. Huh. Whatever that means to you. And just live your life. Because you shouldn't have to fight to. And before you reach that battle, you gotta be in or out. Just keep on living.
your mind be free. So will you free? Where is freedom? Freedom's in your soul. Let your soul be free.
To the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. You can find news about the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty or on the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Come on, get your freedom, 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 freedom back. Tell me, come on down, tell me, are you free?